This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, across the globe, as well as from my Moss studio to great radio stations across America. And let's not forget about the Caribbean, too. We got a bunch of listeners listening to us down there with our great affiliate down there. And, of course, you can always hear us around the world on the Internet and also on the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, and we thank them for listening to us, as well as our first responders. And, boy, were they busy tonight in my backyard. EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep all of us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, along with the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks on the rigs, wherever it is you're working at, thank you very much. And to the Aramco guys over in Saudi Arabia, thank you very much, too, for tuning in and listening. Now, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And want to make sure that we emphasize the two words, under God. Yesterday was the National Day of Prayer, and the president, as well as many other leaders, gathered in Washington, D.C. for that. But our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, here is the president yesterday at the National Day of Prayer breakfast.
Well, thank you very much. I'm working very hard for you, I will tell you. And sometimes you don't make it easy, and I certainly don't make it easy on you. And I will continue that tradition, if I might, this morning. And Arthur, I don't know if I agree with you. But I don't know if Arthur's going to like what I'm going to say. But I love listening to you. It's really great. Thank you very much.
Now, that was the president yesterday, and of course, there was a little shot across the barrel of Nancy Pelosi, and she also fired a shot across his bow.
Well, that's right, Captain. There's no let up, of course, and no love lost, obviously, between those two. But certainly, I recall President Trump talking about the idea that some people say that, you know, they're praying for him and this kind of thing, of which we've heard Nancy Pelosi say several times. But the president called a lot of that into question in terms of her motivation and her sincerity. That could not have sat well, and this is just the latest chapter, it seems.
She is not sincere, and she is a Catholic. She said that many times before, but she's just not a sincere person, and I don't buy her any type of thing that she talks about religion, because she, the way she acts, the things she subscribes to, by the way, it's in violation of her Catholic faith, some of it.
Well, certainly, and I think that you know, what we've heard from Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, it's like, for example, if you meet somebody and they say, well, I'm going to pray for you, a lot of times that's, depending on the situation, there might be a medical issue or some other issue going on in somebody's life, and people say that in sincerity. But if they say it to you like, well, you know, I'm going to pray for you, it puts them into a different level. It's almost an insult to some degree, and the way that it can be said, and that's sort of the way that I've always taken it when Nancy Pelosi has said that kind of thing in public about President Trump. It's very sad.
Now, before I move on, I just want to thank all the emergency, the first responders, the power companies, the DOT, the construction workers, because we had a storm system come through here last night, straight line storm, all the way from upstate New York all the way down to the Yucatan Peninsula, a line of strong thunderstorms, and we had a tornado touchdown last night in Pinellas County. It was a tornado. They're not saying what the strength of it was yet. They have to wait till daylight to where they can see all the different damage that was done. But I mean to tell you, for about 15, 20 minutes with that system came through, it was just unbelievable. I had things bouncing off the roof here at the studio. No, I have no idea what they were, and I wasn't going to go out to look to see either. And we had a crane come across Interstate 275 and blocked the highway for about an hour and a half or 2 hours, and they got it out of the way finally. And I'm talking about a great big 30 or 35-ton construction crane that picks the steel girders up and drops it down when they build the overhead highways. You know what I'm talking about?
Exactly. That was over in St. Petersburg, I think, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was over there where they're putting in the new overhead highway to go over towards US 19. But anyway, we had a number of houses damaged. We had one person we know that got hurt when a tree fell on the house, and we had some trucks picked up and turned over, and I mean, it was just a big mess. But Florida, thank God, doesn't get tornadoes like the rest of the country. We get tornadoes that might, the winds might be 80, 90, 100 miles an hour, maybe a little bit more than that, and it looks like that's probably what we had. So to all the first responders, to all the power company guys that were out there, I'll take a look here in a little while, probably the next hour at the power, but some people are listening to us on their phones with their apps because they don't have any power, but I don't think it's as many as it was before, and it's just one of those things that, you know, you live by, and we all knew it was coming. Plus, up in the north, they got one whale of a snowstorm going. We'll get into that. And Flippers reminded everybody, hey, recycled materials rollbacks are available at Angelo's. I love it. Little Yankee know-how here with Flip. All right, well, we got to run, and I'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is an all-natural product that can help you if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain of any type. Because if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, just general pain altogether, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start. Because you'll know for $19.95 within the end of the third week whether or not this is going to work for you or not. And if it does, then you just stay on it and away you go. I've been on it for 3 years and 10 months, and quite frankly, it works for me. I was able to kick the habit, get rid of some of the stuff I was taking, which was prescription, Mobic and Flexeril, had some side effects to it that I did not care for, so I was looking to change. And rather than loading myself up with a bunch of Aleve, which is not a good idea because it causes bleeding, I decided to do it this way once I heard about it. Relief Factor, and I've never looked back, and it works for me. So, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take advantage of the $19.95 3-week quick start. Well, Kyle Warren is with us, and Kyle, you got some updated news on the power. At one time, we had about 20,000 customers without power here, right here in the immediate Tampa Bay and Pinellas County area.
That's right, Captain. And right now, the latest numbers that we have, of course, thousands had lost power during the storm all across the state, I should say.
Yeah.
But by about 2 a.m. local time there, about 4,000 Pinellas customers are still without power. About 8,000 are also without power in Hillsborough County. This is according to Tampa Electric Company. And then statewide, as I mentioned, all totaled, they had about 140,000 customers losing power at various times throughout this storm.
Yeah, and I'll bet you that some of the people without power are right there where I live, because my neighbors, a couple of them called me up and said, hey, we got whacked and we got damaged. And I said, well, what's my house look like? And they said, don't know. We haven't been down there yet. And I said, okay, nobody's called me back because they weren't going to go wandering, but maybe I'm okay. I know a year ago this time we had a storm come through and I lost some aluminum siding, and there was a joke about my storage shed because it was last seen floating somewhere in Tampa Bay.
Right, I remember that. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
This one here is a little different story. It's been tied down. But anyway, I got to talk about what the United States announced yesterday, that they've killed a top terrorist commander in Yemen. This was one of their bomb makers extraordinaire, amongst other things. His name was Qassem al-Rimi.
That's right, Captain. Qassem al-Rimi has been killed, according to the United States and President Donald Trump, of course, himself talking about this. We don't know exactly when this happened, but we do know that there was likely a drone strike again that was responsible for this. And in the last few days in Yemen, they've been hearing rumors that al-Rimi had been killed, and again, most likely by a drone strike in the area called Marib.
Now, the president yesterday said that Nancy Pelosi may have lost her mind, and now she says people honored didn't do what they were honored for, according to her. But this is the way she interjected herself into the national prayer breakfast yesterday. Just listen to this for about a minute. This is really, really unbelievable.
Oh, Lord, we thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the poor and the persecuted, the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith. Let us pray for the Panchen Lama and all the Tibetan Buddhists in prison in China or missing for following their faith. Let us pray for Sanubar Torsun and the 1 to 3 million Uyghurs in China forced from their homes and incarcerated in camps. Let us pray for Arif Badawi in Saudi Arabia and all the writers and religious rethinkers imprisoned for speaking their minds. Let us pray for Patriarch Uban Antonius in Eritrea and the priests, rabbis, pastors and religious leaders around the world whose freedoms have been stolen because of what they believe. Let us pray for the victims of anti-Semitism, including those whose lives were brutally taken at the Tree of Life Synagogue and in places of worship and communities around the world.
Now, did you hear her pray for anybody in America or troops or firefighters or police officers or anything like that?
Nope, not a word.
What the hell was she talking about?
Well, you know, that's a really, really good question. I mean, obviously, she's picking up on some very bad trouble spots and some pretty serious issues, obviously. But, you know, generally speaking, I mean, unfortunately, the story coming out of the prayer breakfast is the ongoing fight between Trump and Pelosi. And the very idea, Captain, that Nancy Pelosi would think that somehow ripping up the speech, as we all know that she did, but somehow trying to give the idea that even the people that President Trump honored weren't really being honored for, didn't do what they said, or some other such thing, it's just really beyond the pale, and it means that she's willing to push this along and make this even worse than it already is.
Well, Mitt Romney returned to Utah yesterday. He's going back home to explain the impeachment vote to the people in the state of Utah. 68% of the people in the state of Utah did not agree with his vote.
That's true. That's very true. And, you know, this is a real interesting sort of dilemma that he was in. But at the same time, though, because of all that baggage that Romney has with Trump and all the sort of bad blood that's there, I can't imagine that people, especially those in Utah, aren't sitting saying to themselves, was this a just a sort of a gotcha back, a gotcha last kind of a thing? Because in order to split his vote the way that he did, is certainly, number one, as I've said before, it's either that he believes Adam Schiff or he's really, really mad at Trump, and both those things are totally terrible. I mean, they're just totally unacceptable positions.
Well, listen to what pollster Frank Luntz had to say about the media, because this is the story that you're not hearing from anybody other than you and me and maybe Sean Hannity, maybe Rush Limbaugh, and the people on the Salem Radio Network, but very few other people are talking about this. Just listen to this little short thing from Frank Luntz.
Even the coverage is overhyped. It's overcaffeinated. So if you are a left-leaning newspaper, Donald Trump this morning, everybody hated the speech. If you are a right-leaning newspaper, it was a brilliant speech. Our group actually thought that Donald Trump was not inappropriate. They did not think that he was overly partisan. They thought it was a campaign speech for 2020, which obviously it was. But I'm afraid that the people who report the news are actually missing what the voters themselves are saying. We had two undecided voters. They moved towards Trump after the speech was done.
How about that?
Well, yeah, I'm not surprised, and I think Frank Luntz is exactly right, Captain, when he talks about the idea that the partisan coverage of it really does color the way that it all sort of goes out to the people. But the people, though, see, here's the important part of that. The people hear what Trump is talking about, or they watch the speech. And I, for one, you know, I've watched a lot of Trump speeches, as I know you have as well, and Trump can get pumped up, or he can riff, or he can do all these kinds of things that get the rallies going and so forth. But this speech was very measured. It was very presidential. And, yeah, maybe it's a campaign kind of speech, but gee whiz, he's talking about actual things that have happened, like the unemployment and all these different things that are good things that are happening for America. That's what's connecting with voters, and that's what the media can't stand.
Now, did you hear that Hillary chimed in and she said that she was disappointed but not surprised by President Trump's acquittal?
Well, I think none of us were surprised necessarily by his acquittal. This wasn't a horse race of any kind.
And it wasn't like her husband Bill when he got when he actually did lie to Congress, actually lied. Well, I never knew that woman, I never knew her.
Well, that's right. Well, Bill Clinton was actually charged with actual crimes. Of course, as we know, he was disbarred as a result of those things and so forth. He was acquitted in the Senate, of course, as we remember. President Trump, the reason Hillary Clinton is saying that, she's just trying to inject herself back into the news cycle. But yeah, nobody was surprised. Well, and she's now disappointed. Oh boy. Well, sorry, Hillary.
Yeah, and folks, here comes the music up in my ear, so that means we got to take a break, and we will be back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. When we come back, we're going to tell you about Joe Biden, because Joe Biden took a shot at Rush Limbaugh yesterday, but then couldn't figure out what it was he was talking about, and he made a fool out of himself on national television again, not to be surprised.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump takes a victory lap after the Senate acquits him. The president speaking at the White House for an hour, thanking his family and thanking Americans who support him across the country. And he calls the entire impeachment proceeding BS.
We've been going through this now for over 3 years. It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. I don't know that other presidents would have been able to take it.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi holding her weekly news conference and calls President Trump's State of the Union a manifesto of mistruths. She goes on to criticize the president's invited guests in the gallery.
Constant guests? That was not a State of the Union. That was a state, his state of mind.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Geico, Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico Insurance Company. And, of course, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're the second largest insurer in the country, and insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, if you go to Geico, the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you put in your zip code, it'll ask you for your zip code, you'll get their little, whoever it is that's there asking questions, and they'll ask you how they can help you, what they can do. Obviously, they're going to ask you if you want to get a quote on your policy or get a new, you know, quote, whatever. And you can do that, or you can tell them, well, I'd like to know who my agent is and how to get a hold of them, and they'll give you that information, too. But either way, this is what you'll find out, and you can do it all online if you want to. You'll find out what the rate would be for the car or the truck that you're driving, insurance rate, that is. You'll find out what the rate would be for a motorcycle if you have one, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, Ski-Doo. And then if you have an apartment that you rent, you can get renter's insurance or you can get homeowner's insurance. And if you do that and combine that with your car policy, you will get a bundle rate and you'll save a bunch of money. So how about that? Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com is the place to go. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Kyle, you know, were you, somebody said something in the chat room. What was that? Was that Eric?
Yes, I believe so. Yeah, and they said it's ironic that Hillary Clinton is chiming in. Then the Democrat responds to President Trump's speech address, quote, no one is above the law, no sense of irony. Well, I think so. Yeah, that's exactly right. And see, that's been their mantra the whole time. No one's above the law, no one's above the law. But yet at the same time, though, doesn't matter if we throw away the law in order to try to get rid of President Trump, or, for example, now the whole thing with Nancy Pelosi ripping up the speech. Maybe that was against the law. And, you know,
it was, and we cited the law. It was 182071, the U.S. Code, subsection A and B, and she definitely violated the law, which is punishable by a fine or 3 years in prison or both.
That's right. But once again, and here I'm glad Eric chimed in with this, because once again, what the Democrats always say is somebody else is doing. They typically are the ones doing themselves.
Right.
And this whole idea of this mantra of no one's above the law, including the president. But yet, did he break any laws?
Well, speaking of no one's above the law, I think, let's see, who said this? Again, this is coming out of the chat room. This is Greg, and good morning, Greg. And good morning to everybody that's in the chat room. And Greg says, well, the president and Barr should take them up on their offer, since they say no one is above the law. Let's bring them before a judge.
Well, right, exactly. But see, that's the thing. The more we find out, especially about what the catalyst for a lot of this was, Captain, and that was the defrauding the FISA court and some of these other things that had gone on, that is the place to start. And I think you're going to see a lot of people, and especially when U.S. Attorney Durham completes whatever work that he is working on right now, there could be some pretty big names that we're going to hear. And I'm not trying to over-speculate or sensationalize, but once they go through these criminal investigations, we might see some pretty big fireworks.
Now, China has cut tariffs now on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports in a trade truce. They're showing us that they are definitely playing the game with us.
That's true. That's true. And, of course, all this, I mean, the new wrinkle to this is the coronavirus issue. And certainly, you know, that is hurting their economy already. And it's going to, because as we see, and it's well over 20,000 people that have had contracted this virus and hundreds have died. And I heard a statistic earlier today, Captain, that already this seems to be more than that had succumbed to SARS. So this is a big, big deal. And as we move through, it's already been now over a week, as we get through the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, with the incubation period, as we know, that we know what it is, the 2 week incubation period, that's going to tell even more of the tale on how China's going to be affected. Yeah.
And the first doctor that reported this, has died in China.
He did. He was 34 years old, as I recall. He had put out a message. It was really a warning to some of his colleagues. But then it got onto social media and went viral, and he had to sign papers in China. He was scooped up by the authorities, basically, and had to sign papers saying that it wasn't right and this kind of thing. But he's credited with being the one to, pardon the expression, blow the whistle on the fact that there was this new respiratory virus, which was like SARS, that he was observing. He checked himself into a hospital, and we understand that he's passed away from what appears to be this infection.
Now, do you remember the shooter in the Walmart shootings in El Paso?
Yes, yes.
Well, yesterday he was charged with 90 counts of hate crime.
Yeah, as you should be. I can't imagine there's a big enough book to throw at this person. It's horrible.
Yeah, well, that's how many people that he came in contact with, and he tried to shoot at or kill, and he did kill 22 people. But anyway, hopefully they'll put that guy away or shoot him or hang him or do something. And by the way, was he illegal? He wasn't illegal, was he? He came from
I try to recall.
He came from somewhere in the Midwest. He drove down there to do that.
That's right. I remember he did drive like 6 hours or 10 hours or something to get there.
Yeah. Then again, it might have been East Texas now that I think about it. But anyway, 538, which is a website that does a lot of politics, a lot of predicting, a lot of polls,
right,
is reporting that Bernie has a 50-50 shot at winning the presidential nomination. Meanwhile, Bernie has drawn even with Mayor Pete, with 100% of the votes now counted in Iowa, and Tom Perez, the Democratic chairman, is saying, wait a minute, not so fast. We want these votes counted again.
That's right. That's a recount, or what they call a re-canvassing. Now, Tom Perez is calling for that, but the DNC can't mandate it. I believe it has to be part of the Iowa State Democrat Party.
What are they going to have? Are they going to have to caucus all over again? Because that's what they did. This isn't, you know, they raised their hands and then they got so many people in a corner, and that's how they did this.
Yeah, well, what I understand is that they would have to physically review all of the written documentation that was done at the time of the caucusing in order to review all of the results. Basically, I don't know that they could get back in that room again. But this is again a total disaster, and the very fact that Perez is saying this, I think, Captain, is a way to try to say, can we improve Biden's performance here?
Now, Boeing is very quickly trying to do this right, fix their ailing MAX 8 aircraft, and they got the new software bug. They want to test the flight here pretty quick. Everybody's talking about it'll be sometime late in the summer before they get it back up in the air again. But if they can get this tested and get it proved, then they may be up sooner than that.
Well, one would hope. This is another huge disaster. I mean, not only because of the lives that were lost, which is paramount in this, but a disaster in trying to convince people and convince the average consumer, the average flyer, who's going to be ticketed to go on a 737 MAX 8 at some point in the future, that it is in fact safe. This is a very, very difficult thing, and one of these days, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they'd have to scrap the whole thing and start over, but they will have to be able to convince the public to certainly have the proof in the pudding.
And finally, I don't get involved in fantasy sports, but a New York court yesterday said fantasy sports contests are illegal gambling.
Yeah, well, isn't that something? That's
a whole
right.
bunch of people are going to be upset about that now, aren't they?
Well, one might think, and so yeah, we'll see how this how this turns out. But certainly you got a lot of people, I'm sure, that are not happy about this, and I believe this goes back to a bill signed into law back in 2016.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And we will be talking with Patrick Hyland, our sports quarterback, in the morning, hour number 4 of the program. We'll be asking him about that as the situation may progress. So there you go. So here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your program, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you on the weekend show.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we are going to take a break. And when we come back, we will have our Truckers Highway and Byway report. And, we got a big old storm again up there in the Northeast and coming across up in the Rockies, too. Plenty of snow for everybody. If you want some winter, go north. You'll find it. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain's America, Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Been alive, if it's been a night,
and the cruiser's running through the fire. That goes out to all my brother firefighters out there and to everybody out there that's keeping things going on the highways and byways, because this is your Trucker's Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the local Flying J or Pilot Travel Center near you. Stop by, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Well, here we go. The winter storm, which brought the damaging thunderstorms, flooding and the snow and ice to the eastern U.S., is going to rapidly strengthen Friday while lifting north up across the northeast. Lots of snow, lots of winter storm warnings. The lake effect machine is kicked in tonight, amongst other things, along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. So heavy snow, blowing snow, is going to make it dangerous for anybody going very far along the east coast of the United States up into New England tonight, as well as the middle Atlantic and central part of the U.S. I get to all that right now. Now, we had the severe weather come through. That's now cleared the area. It's way down in South Florida, and it's moving away from Florida. So thank goodness for that. We did have a tornado touchdown last night in Pinellas County. There'll get more information out about that tomorrow when it's daylight and you can see what was done and the damage and whatnot. But let's go over to the northern part of Mississippi. Because you've got snow in the northern part of Mississippi. Up in Tennessee, Memphis, Tennessee's got snow tonight. Snow across I-40 over to Nashville, Tennessee. Snow across the northern part of Tennessee. Snow across most of Kentucky tonight. Snow across most of Ohio tonight, especially up along the lee shore of Lake Erie, and that includes over in Erie, Pennsylvania, and over into the snowshoe section of Pennsylvania, I-80, I-70, I-76, I-77, I-79. You're also getting snow in the Columbus, Ohio area. West Virginia, snow in there tonight. You've got snow in up into New York. And by the way, from just east of Buffalo all the way over to Syracuse and Utica, all along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, down into Syracuse, down into Elmira, down into Binghamton, and all the way to the Canadian border, you've got a winter storm warning. It's going to get real dicey up there if it isn't already. That will continue across the northern part of Vermont, New Hampshire, most of Maine, and everywhere else in New England. You'll get a general inkling of snow all across I-90. Now, there's windy conditions down below that. You've got rain in parts of Virginia on the lower elevations. You've got rain in New Jersey. You've got rain in North Carolina and wind elsewhere. You've got rain in the mountains of South Carolina. You've also got rain across the northern part of Georgia, northern part of Alabama, and the very northeastern part of Tennessee tonight. Not snow, rain, that as of the moment. Now, going out west, I told you there was another storm that was coming ashore out in the northwest, and sure enough, here it comes. So, you've got rain in Seattle. You've got rain to the west, Bremerton out to the west coast, out to the Pacific Ocean. And then east and north of Seattle, I-90 coming across to Coeur d'Alene, you've got snow tonight all the way across. Now, down south, except for the mountains of Washington State, the central part of Washington State, they've got snow there. But elsewhere, you've got rain. Over to the eastern part, southeastern part of Washington, and in the Pendleton, Oregon area, down towards Hood River, you've got rain tonight. You've got some rain south of Coeur d'Alene. However, when you get up into Montana, into the higher elevations, here we go, another winter storm warning right across Montana. And that continues down into the southern and eastern part of Idaho tonight along I-84 and I-15. And if you're up in Wyoming tonight, you've got snow across I-80 all the way across to the Nebraska line, and snow in the northern part of Wyoming tonight. Not to forget about Colorado, where there's a winter storm warning in the Denver area, west up over the top of the Rock. And to the east, you've got a general snow out there going towards Kansas. And in Utah, I-15 north and I-80 east-west in the Salt Lake City area, you've got some snow there tonight. some high winds around pushing some stuff too. And down in Texas tonight, from down below Fort Stockton down to the Mexican border all the way up towards Lubbock and the southeastern corner of New Mexico, you've got some high winds in there that are pushing some very unsettled weather into the area. Now, we'll see what happens there because a possibility exists for maybe some rain or possibly if the temperature drops with this other system coming across, you could get some more of the white stuff because they did have some snow earlier this week down in that area. Now, keep in mind that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop is really, really turned into one of the best examples of what a truck stop should be. Now, Flying J's, everybody knows who they are. Anybody that's run out west, anybody that's run up in the north, the upper Midwest, knows exactly what the Flying J's are. But Flying J, a few years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, decided to go all across the country and branch out into all different places around the country, including down here in Florida. You've got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I believe there's 5, maybe 6 Flying J's now in Florida along the interstates, which is 95 and 75 and I-10. But, oh, and I-4 too. Almost forgot I-4. But they really, really get it right. They really get it right. And then the pilots that used to be just pull in, grab a hot dog, take off, and see you later. The pilots now, you could find a McDonald's in a pilot. You could find a Arby's in a pilot. You could find a Wendy's. You can find a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, maybe even a Chester's Chicken or a full-service Dairy Queen with their full menu. And then there's the Dunkin' Donuts shops with their full menu, too. So think about that. Think about that. Pilot or Flying J. And if you just want to park out in their parking lot all night long, you can do that, too, because it is your home away from home when you're out there on the road. Now, coming up, top of the hour, here comes the music. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little bit more about the storm that hit the area. And then we're going to get into some other stuff because Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete, Joe Biden. Wait till you hear what Joe Biden had to say yesterday. You're going to love that. All right, Kathy is going to give you the phone number. Here we go. And we'll see you after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.